setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you from Nashville, the Music City, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. So excited to have you with us. Oh, the Ken Coleman Show is growing as we continue to grow through affiliates all around the country. So grateful to those of you who are listening in. So exciting. Big things happening here at the Ken Coleman Show, and mostly just the audience growing as they say, hey, we want to listen to radio about my purpose, not about politics. 844-747-2577 is the number. If you're stuck in a career, you're stuck. Mondays are misery for you, then the Ken Coleman Show is for you. If you're just afraid to make the change that you know in your heart you need to make, the Ken Coleman Show is for you. It's for anyone who just needs to be equipped on how to discover what you want to do, how to get there if you actually know what it is, and you just need some encouragement as well. So give us a shout. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. You can also email the show for any information you'd like to learn more. You want to know how to schedule a call that'll fit your schedule? ask@kencoleman.com. We start off with John, who's on the line in Dallas, Texas. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you, sir?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
I was laid off from my previous job. I applied for a position that I really wanted with a company, and I am confused about what happened, and I would really like some clarity on it.
Okay. Well, what do you know? What did they tell you?
Basically, let me go through the history really quick. I applied for this position on February 1st. I spoke to the recruiter, and he set me up with another recruiter on site here in Texas for this company. I emailed him all my information, my resume and everything, and he said, great, I've got you set up for February 6th and for the interview. And he said, this is your starting rate of pay and all the details about it. And I replied back, and this was probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. replied back, and I said, the only question I had was, is there any way to work with the amount? And never got a response. I understood it was late in the afternoon.
No, no, it's not about late in the afternoon. You want to know what happened? Well, What happened is they offered you a position, and they offered it to you at a certain salary. And in today's world, companies aren't negotiating. And so that was it. And once you said, can we work on that? I think they went, nope, we got to go somewhere else.
Okay. I didn't know companies didn't negotiate like they used to, so.
Yeah, no, it's not happening, and just so you know, I'm not making that up. I'm reading articles about this all the time from human resource folks. Companies can come after you, and I'm not saying that they won't, you know, give you a second offer if you walk away, but you got your answer pretty clearly. The lack of answer is an answer in this situation, and you need to move on. You didn't do anything wrong. Other than maybe early on in the process of communicating with this recruiter, you probably should have said, look, I'm interested in this, but I need to be making a range of between this and this. But even then, you know, if they're not prepared to offer you that, then it's not the right position. So be okay with that and move on. Now, you know, if you could have done well in that position at that money that they offered you, and you just, well, I'd like a little more, that I would have taken the opportunity to get in there and then earn that raise. So there you go. Let's go to Jessica, who's on the line in Columbia, South Carolina. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, the long and short is I moved from Omaha to take a job here in Columbia in my field and signed a 2-year contract to do so. And now I found myself almost 1 year into it in a really toxic work environment and would love to get out of this contract. But it would cost me, I think, $11,000 to do so.
Can you afford that?
I can afford half that.
Okay. Meaning up front? Would they make you pay it up front when you leave?
I'm not sure about that. I would have to ask.
Well, I'd rather you not ask and then bring up a, you know, kind of a comment.
Yeah.
Can you not get your hands on that contract? Because the contract would state that.
You know, I've actually had a lawyer look over the contract to see about getting me out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
well, then ask the lawyer. Ask the lawyer if you have to pay it up front. Because here's where I'm going. You don't have the upfront money to pay it. So that's a bad financial decision. You're just going to have to be a big girl and you know, put your time in is the option at that point. However, if they would not make you pay it up front, and let's say you go find another gig before you tell these folks sayonara and break the contract, so financially you're not taking a hit in the sense of income. You're moving from this role right into another role, and then they would allow you to pay it out over a year or monthly or whatever, then it's less of a strain for you because you have half of it up front right now in cash, correct?
I do, and I think that they would be amenable to that.
Okay. Well, you need to find out, though. Go ahead.
The idea of even paying it out over time, though, just kind of makes me sick to my stomach that they've treated me this way and I still have to pay them to leave.
I get it, but you signed a contract. So contracts don't have feelings involved. You know, contracts are all facts. I'm 100% with you, Jessica, but you have two options. You either stick it out and you change your attitude going, well, this is not the place for me to be. It stinks, but I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to be looking for something new starting today. And then the moment that my 2 years is up, I am out of there. And, you know, then you have less of a bad taste in your mouth. But if you just cannot stand it and you come up with another scenario, I'm fine with that as long as you can handle it. The payment, and you're not getting yourself into a really tough situation financially. But I'm fine with you walking early. But at the end of the day, you know, 12 more months.
And that,
go ahead.
One thing that was brought up to me is, aside from the money, some people were telling me that this is an integrity issue to walk away from a contract. Even if I were to pay it, I still defaulted on the terms of the contract, and that reflected badly on my integrity.
I
don't necessarily feel that's true, though.
Because it's not true. Because this is a situation where you signed a 2-year employment contract to work for them for 2 years, but they've treated you like junk. It's a toxic environment. You don't have to put up with that. It's not an integrity issue. You're just changing your mind, and you'll have to pay for it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. So visit burstoralcare.com and check out the incredible deals in their Black Friday sale. Helping people discover what they are created to do and come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. We do it one call at a time here on The Ken Coleman Show. I am Ken. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. You can also email the show if you'd like to schedule your call. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Russ, who's on the line in New Brunswick, Canada. Russ, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
I am living the dream. How can I help, Russ?
Excellent. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for taking my call. This is great to be on the show.
Well, sure.
But the question I have for you is, I found my sweet spot, but I'm kind of torn between staying with my current company and starting my own.
Okay. All right. Well, why are you torn? Tell me what is causing you to feel torn.
All right. Well, with the place that I'm working at now, I've got my pension, my health benefits, I have a good wage. It's seasonal work, so I get some time off in the winter for a nice little vacation. And when I clock out at the end of the day, it's over. There's no going home and worrying about customers and projects and anything like that.
Sounds like a really good situation.
Yeah, the environment was a little toxic, but we're starting to come out of that now. We've worked pretty hard.
So that's good.
It's overall, it's a decent spot to be.
Okay.
So basically, I've always wanted to run my own business in the same line of work that I'm at right now. And I'm in a position that I can do it. What with having a few months off in the winter to test drive the company and getting work on myself and all that. I'm just curious to see what your thoughts on this were.
Yeah, it sounds like you and I are on the same page, unless it's a conflict of interest because it's in the same industry. That's the only thing that concerns me. Am I right? Is that what you were meaning? It's the same basic role?
Yeah, it is, but what I'm doing right now is industrial work, and the company I would be starting would be residential and commercial. So there'd be no conflict of interest with
my current
employer.
Gosh. Russ.
I know, right?
Russ, there's nothing to be torn about. So here's my advice. Stay in the current gig and launch your side gig in the off season and keep it going,
right.
But launch it when you're basically at home getting paid and launch it and then keep it going on the side. And my advice for you is the same for anybody launching something new, entrepreneurial. Start small, grow slow. So you will do this, and you will stay in your current company and keep this thing going, even if you got to hire somebody else part-time to help keep it going on the side until the side hustle, the dream job, your company can pay you most of, if not the same amount of what you're making from your day job. So the dream job, once it is funding what you need, then we step into that. And the way you do that is, if you can, you save every dime from the side hustle.
Right.
If you need it to pay off debt, then use all the extra income to pay off debt. And at which point you get debt free, and then you put what Dave Ramsey and the Ramsey Solutions teaches at Entree Leadership, we call this retained earnings. And you put 6 months, 12 months salary in the bank for the dream job, and that's when you know it's time to step aside. You're in a great situation. Don't be torn. Do exactly what you were thinking. Good, good thinking, Russ. You got a great future ahead of you. Start it, man. You know what? I'd even start it now. I'd start it now. I wouldn't wait till the off season. I'd go ahead and just get it launched. And you're only launching it for you anyway. So just get it going, and then when you get into that off season, put a lot of momentum into it, and maybe get it to phase two. I love that. Let's go to David, who's on the line in Seattle, Washington. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How's it going?
I am living the dream, David. How can I help?
Well, I'm trying to find out whether I need to switch to a different career or make an adaptation to the career that I'm currently in.
Okay, which is?
Music. I am an opera singer and a voice teacher.
Okay, opera singer, voice teacher. And do you make most of your money as the opera singer?
It's a little bit of half and half. It's a highly variable income, but some of it is, it's about one-third, it's about two-thirds, one-third. One-third of it is teaching, the other two-thirds is performing or actually working in a church.
Okay, and what would be, okay, so you gave me two scenarios, adapting what you just told us, which is the opera singer, voice teacher, and I think I have a couple ideas there, but I want to get some specifics from you. So adapting versus trying something new. Before we get into trying something new, I'm just curious, what would the adaptation in your mind look like?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Right now, the issues are that in order to be a opera singer that makes more of a living than I currently am, I would need to go to a different lifestyle, which would have me moving more around the country, and I rather like being where I am.
Okay, well, that's a big factor. You like where you are. Now, I will tell you that on one hand, I understand that, and I think you have to take that very seriously so that you don't become miserable out on the road, okay? But I also want to push on
some of that.
You've run into that, you said?
I've done some of that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to get out of your comfort zone to get to that sweet spot. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where what matters most to you? Is it performing on a stage or instructing and teaching others in this beautiful thing called music that you obviously are in love with?
Well, I'm not obviously in love with it, and that's where I'm having some of the issue. I'm not entirely sure that this is my passion. It's been what I've been doing for about 15 years, but I don't know that it's my passion.
What is your passion?
I don't have one to replace it.
I disagree. What do you love doing? I mean, what did you always dream about? If this is something you fell into, then that means at this point in your life, you have allowed your mind to wander a little bit. And in the wandering, that's where we do the wondering. Well, I wonder if this would be something I'd love to do. What work really attracts you, makes you feel alive, the role, the function? What is it?
I'm not entirely sure. And you're trying to get me out of thinking about this, and I'm having a hard time doing that.
Yeah. Well, here's
a heavy thinker.
I get that, and I'm okay with you thinking, but let's get you strategically thinking.
All right.
What's making you I want to come back to the music side of things. Let me just ask you this. At one point in your life when you got into it, did you love it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, stop thinking. Be honest with me. At some point, I'm guessing you loved it.
At one point, I wasn't doing myself.
Yeah, you loved music.
At one point, I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you've lost your passion. I think you've lost your way. And I think that's two different things. If I could guarantee you that you were making really good money singing opera and you were able to stay in the Seattle area, or let's just say at least the Pacific Northwest, it was kind of a regional thing, and you had a residency, and you were doing very, very well and putting out albums and doing quite well there, I don't think you'd be calling me, would you?
I'm still not sure on that, to be honest.
All right. Well, here's where we're at. This is a live radio show, and I can only help people who can get outside of their head, and I can help you, David. But I'm going to tell you, you've got some homework to do before I can help you. Because when someone says, Ken, I don't know what makes me excited. I don't know what function, what role, what task gets me up and gets me fired up. That just tells me that you're really down and you're dealing with a season of being down, maybe even depression. I don't know. But here's what I can tell you. You need to ask yourself these three questions. Who is it that I most want to help? The second question is, what problem do I most want to solve? The third question is, what solution do I most want to provide? This is a psychology experiment that if you wrestle with these, David, daily and weekly, you'll begin to get the answers. Then call me back. Because that's how we figure out passion. Just got to let our heart sing. No pun intended. Don't move. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Shining the light on your path to purpose. I am Ken. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 every day. People joining the show. You're telling me that I have the answers to the age-old question, why am I here? What should I do with my life? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. It's my job to get it out of you. And we do it right here in front of everybody. It's a lot of fun. Nothing to worry about. Let's go. I am in a fight against doubt and fear. I want to see as many people as possible getting excited about Monday mornings and still being happy about Friday afternoons, but not because they just can't wait to get out of a prison-like emotion, but because they're like, man, I went hard this week. It was a good week. It's time to rest, recreate ourselves. By the way, I need to do teaching on that at some point, Joe, on recreation, because that's what recreation really is. We say recreation, but it's recreation, and that's what we need to be doing on the weekend. 844-747-2577. Got a great audience on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. This one comes from this question comes from Lewis on LinkedIn. How can you tell from the outside if a company's culture is toxic? Really good question. You talk to people who work there. So this is, again, shaking that relationship tree, asking around to your friends and acquaintances. Do you know anybody that works at company XYZ? And the answer eventually will be yes. And you call them up and say, hey, what's the culture like? Well, what do you mean? Well, what's it like? How do they treat their people? Are people excited to be there? Is there a bunch of gossip? Is a bunch of backbiting? You know, do people care? Are people fired up to be there? That's culture. And let me tell you this. If you can get a hold of somebody who works in there, and by the way, you can if you work hard enough, they'll tell you. They'll tell you. People have no problem dishing on their place. Two reasons why. First reason is if it's a great culture, they're going to brag about it. Oh my gosh, it's a great place to work. I love it. You know, you talk to most people at Ramsey Solutions, that's what you're going to get. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. They give you three or four examples. The other reason that they'll be free to talk to you is because if it's not a good culture, they'll be like, oh my gosh, this place is awful. Not sure where these voices come from. They just come to me, folks. But they'll spill. They will spill the beans. If it's good, they'll spill the beans if it is a bad culture. So just ask. 844-747-2577. We go to beautiful San Diego, California, where Timothy's on the line. Timothy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to. How can I help today?
So I'm in need of a plan. I hate my current job. Mount Everest is to actually, like, the highest Mount Everest is to, I want to become an actor. And I currently reside in San Diego, and I have some debt, and I'm just not sure if I should move to LA now or later. I'm giving me a lot of anxiety, and I'm also not sure if it's the right path for me. Some people are telling me it's not.
Oh,
and so
okay.
I'm just not sure what to do.
All right, two-part question there. So we have to first determine if this is, in fact, the right path, meaning is this in your sweet spot? Is this the right Mount Everest? Do you have the talent to do it? And do you have the passion to stay with it? That's what this boils down to. So what's the answer? What are people telling you? Let me ask you a different way. What are people telling you that are telling you this is not the right path for you? What are they saying? Why?
It's nothing about my talent. It's just that it's a very not a great career path, not a sure career path, and that I could be struggling for a very long time.
Well, wait a second. Then who cares? Go ahead and just hit delete on all of that stuff. Let me go back to my first question. Do you have the talent to do it and the passion to stay with it?
Right.
No, I'm asking you. Do you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So what's causing some of the anxiety? These are people you love and respect that are saying this.
Yes.
Okay. You still love and respect them, but you hit delete. It's not their dream. It's not their Mount Everest. Now let me ask you a question. Who's your favorite actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know his story?
I do a little bit, but not much.
Okay.
It's pretty private.
Let me tell you who one of my favorite actors is, a guy by the name of George Clooney. And he comes from a legendary show business family, but he didn't have it handed to him. When he first moved to L.A., he was sleeping in a closet. Have you heard this story?
No, I have not.
He shared that story. I would have you go over the next week. Your homework assignment is to go find the tough stories, the perseverance stories of successful working actors. And just soak in those stories so that you realize it is going to take time. It is a tough, super competitive path. But if you have the talent and you have the passion, then I'm telling you, you can make it and you will make it. I don't know the timeline and I don't know the path, but I'm telling you, you can do it. Now, let's move to the second part of your question. You've got debt and you're in San Diego. Do you need to move to LA? No, you don't have to move in LA to get acting. How much acting experience do you have?
Just a little bit under a year in like a class, and then just a couple of short films and a couple of theater credits.
Great. How old are you?
23.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. Timothy, you're 23 years old, man.
You could, Sometimes I think I'm too old to get in.
No, I was 32 when I started into broadcasting. Hello. It took me seven more years to get to Ramsey Solutions, then another 3.5 to get this gig. You're doing some math with me, aren't you? You see how long? Okay, so here's my point. You're 23. If it takes you 10 years to land that dream acting gig, do you think that will be worth it?
Absolutely.
Then, Timothy, let's go. So now, I want you to read my book, The Proximity Principle. I'm going to give it to you. It's a number one bestseller, but it's absolutely perfect for you.
Actually, Ken, I just bought it.
Oh, my gosh. I love this kid. I love him. I love him. Okay, so you got to read it and do it because it's actually perfect for you where you are. So two things. I want to get really practical about your next steps. I'm not sure LA right now. But I'm okay with LA if you're out there and you're working to the point that you can take care of your debt stuff and you're making progress there and you're out there just auditioning when you can. So you're going to have to sacrifice your time and relationships so that you can work enough to make money, live out there, and pay off some of the debt, okay? And keep paying off the debt. But you still got to allow yourself time to audition during the day and go to classes during the day and connect and use the proximity principle by maybe working a second job on a movie lot during the day. Okay? So you can't get in this trap of, well, I can't pursue this because I've got to make enough money to pay off my debt. You're 23. You really don't need a whole lot to live on.
Right.
Now, it might be better to stay in San Diego for another year. How much debt do you have?
A little under $12,000, but half of that's a car.
Oh my gosh. How much is that car worth?
$6,000.
How much do you owe on it?
I owe a little bit under, how much is the car worth? It's worth like $11,000. And how much do I owe on it is about like a little bit under $6,000.
Okay, dude, I'd sell that car this week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because here's the deal. You sell that car, and you're gonna net $5,000, correct?
Right, yeah.
So go buy a $5,000 car and buy a $4,000 car right now. Who cares? Because now you just cut your debt load in half, and you bust it really hard in San Diego. I'd stay in your base for long enough to pay off all your debt, and then to get 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Keep doing acting classes, maybe make some trips up to LA on the weekend and volunteer on some movie sets. You can practice the proximity principle right there in San Diego. Okay? But give yourself a little cushion, and then I say go for LA. Absolutely. But go with some cash so you're not struggling, you're not dying. And man, work the proximity principle. Work it like crazy. When you're not working, you're meeting with successful young actors. Oh, this is good. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Don't move a muscle. Fighting fear and doubt and promoting clarity and confidence. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you. Not another talk radio show pontificating about politics. Ha ha. No, we're talking to you one-on-one, asking questions about you, helping you figure out what you were born to do. It's about your purpose. So we are very on purpose. Thrilled to have you. Hey, spread the word. This is a different kind of show on talk radio. This is fun. People are getting clarity. They're getting confidence. Real life is happening on this show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go to San Antonio, Texas, where Abby is on the line. Abby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you. How can I help?
Hi. So I've been in education for 17 years, and the work-life balance is horrendous when school's in session. Summers are great, but once the clock starts, it's just I can't keep up. I'm working at home, extra hours, weekends. So I feel like I need a change. I tried to change this summer, really couldn't find something that fit my family. And now common sense is kind of telling me I have 10 years for retirement, and maybe I just need to stay put and just wait it out and get through the hard times. But I'm just wondering what you would say to that.
Well, you're feeling buildup. There's no such thing as burnout. What you're experiencing is buildup on the heart, and it's largely being overwhelmed. It's bringing your job home with you. It's just an excruciating grind beyond just preparing to teach these kids in the classroom. I'm assuming you're a teacher.
15 years in the classroom. I'm actually on the administrative side now with special education. But it's the same story. Different verse.
Yeah, gotcha.
Same song, different verse.
yeah, I get it. Well, so here's the thing. I don't think you have to suck it up and bite a stick for 10 years. I just think that's unnecessary, and I'll tell you why. The function of teaching, or the function of whatever you're doing right now with these special ed students, that function exists in other environments where there's not as much bureaucratic paperwork and stuff, because that's what it sounds like to me. It's a lot of the work you're having to do at home just to have the opportunity to love on kids. Am I right?
Right. I serve families and students through the special education process and the meetings. But it is quite a lot of paperwork, as with any government agency.
Right.
And I do find purpose in it. It's just I feel like I have to choose making a living or having a life.
Yeah, and that's so what I'm telling you is that's not a real choice, and that's not something you have to deal with. You've got this alternate reality, and I understand how it feels, and it feels real, but I'm telling you, you're free today. I'm setting you free, Abby, because here's what I know. If you are serving families and students in another environment that doesn't require all that paperwork, would you be thrilled or not thrilled?
Thrilled.
Yeah. Like, let's just call this out. What would you change today? Be super specific. You snap your fingers and this goes away today. And all of a sudden, you're loving your work and you feel like you have a life. What is it? What goes away?
Just the volume. The job is great. It's the volume and the volume of it. And
The volume of what? Be super specific.
The volume of the computer work, the paperwork.
Yes. Okay. So I'm telling you, you are beginning to look today. It might be a private school where a lot of that junk isn't required, right? Mm-hmm. Could be maybe on the community college level where, again, different environment. Maybe it's in the private sector in other ways where you are serving families. Maybe you're working, you know, for a private company that does some type of counseling that helps families, or some type of services that helps them, and you're still serving them, but you're not having to do all that junk. I don't know what the answer is, but I know what your sweet spot is, and I think you're in it. It's just that it's not the right place. You're doing the right type of work, but it's in the wrong place, and that's not going to change. So I'm telling you, don't overthink this. I'm actually trying to shake you a little bit for you to see how simple this is. We need to get out a pair of a giant imaginary scissors. You with me here, Abby?
Yes, I'm following.
And we're going to cut that part out of your work life. And you know exactly what you need to do. You know the kind of work that you love. You know the part of the work that comes with it that's draining. Well, that doesn't exist in every educational environment. It exists in the public school. There might be on some level some paperwork and some of that stuff in a private school, but nowhere near that. Am I right?
I mean, I think I want you to be right.
Well,
I want you.
I'm okay being wrong, but even if the private school still requires a lot of that, there are other environments where you can love and serve kids and families and make the same amount of money without all that garbage. That I'm right about, okay?
I believe it.
And that's what you need to be doing. So I want to set you free. Start looking right now for the functionality, the roles that you know you love, and let's examine what all is involved. Something better is out there. But it's not a complete field change. Let's go to Dana, who's on the line in Denver, Colorado. Dana, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. My question is about how to juggle with timing. I am graduating with my master's in accounting. I got my undergrad in finance in 4 weeks.
Yay!
And I just have a lot of, I'm very excited. I have a lot of opportunities, and I don't know which ones I want to jump on right away, which ones I should postpone, and how to kind of manage the timing of that. Because I would love to just take 6 months before getting a full-time job and kind of get started on those. But I would love some advice on what you think on timing.
Well, you're young, and so these aren't the only, you know, the opportunities you have, they don't necessarily mean they're going to go away if you wait 6 months. I think the ones that you're interested in, I would communicate that you're interested, but you'd like to start 6 months after graduation.
So a few things with, like, the opportunities is, a lot of it is on my own, too. I want to expand my education, taking, like, the CPA exam.
Great.
I kind of want to start some small business type of things. And those are both things that I need to do on my own and not necessarily while working.
Do it. Do it. Now is the time. You're young. Now is the time to test and experiment. Those other jobs will be there. You're talented. You're qualified. Those other things will be there. You want to do some things for you? Now is the time to do it.
To just take some time off and work on them on my own. And
do what you want to do. Don't apologize for it. How old are you, Dana?
Yeah. I'm 22.
Yeah. My gosh, Dana, you're a kid. Go discover and explore in the areas that you know you want to discover and explore it. Okay?
Do you think when looking at jobs that they will look badly upon taking time off?
No, because you're not taking time off. Best I can tell, you're studying for the CPA exam, and knowing you, you'll pass it. I can just tell. And you're also starting you're starting your own business, your own service, your own business, right?
Yeah.
That's not taking time off. Laying by the pool and sipping Arnold Palmer's all day is taking time off. You're not taking time off. You're getting after it. Oh, I love this call. Dana, just go do what you want to do right now. There's no gap, employment gap. You're coming out of school with a master's degree. You're 22 years of age. Start this side business. Give it a shot. You know, I'd even say this. Do the side business, the CPA thing. You're going to be qualified. They need you. They're going to be banging your door down when it's time to get hired. But I say start the side hustle, whatever it is. I don't have time to ask you what it is. Maybe work a second job. Get that side hustle going. Maybe you never go to work for anybody. Maybe you're a millionaire by the time you're 28. I don't know. Let me tell you this. You're only 22 once. I'd go for it. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you do matter. And you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.